In today's gospel reading, we find ourselves in the midst of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which spans the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters of Matthew's gospel and represents one of the most extensive discourses of Jesus' ministry. The Sermon on the Mount is one of the most challenging, most controversial, and most convicting teachings of Jesus. It is both radical and revolutionary. If last Sunday had not been the feast of the presentation of our Lord in the temple, we would have heard the first 12 verses of chapter 5, which immediately precedes today's passage and includes the 9 blessings or beatitudes with which Jesus opens the Sermon on the Mount. The beatitudes which preface today's passage about salt and being the salt describe the character of the blessed community to which we have been called as Christians, a community in which we find blessings upon those who are poor in spirit, the mourning, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and those who are reviled, persecuted, and slandered for Jesus' sake. That is the community that we are called to be, a place where those characteristics will receive their proper blessing, where God's favor can be felt. It is a community that is very different from any that had inhabited the world to that point. And as we well know, it is a community that is sometimes hard to see even in the church, especially in those times when large portions of the church have offered the least contrast to the world around it, when the church has decided, in a sense, to make peace with the world or to submit to the powers of this world rather than to stand in contrast to those powers. Throughout the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is describing a kingdom that is breaking into the world through his life and witness, and through the life and witness of that community of people who have been called to follow him. In today's passage, Jesus is talking about a different aspect of the character of this community, the community that will, after his life, death, resurrection, become the church, the community to which we belong. In using the metaphors of salt and light, Jesus makes it clear that this community to which he is calling his disciples both then and now, this community must be both distinct and visible. We are the salt of the earth. When you add us to the mix, things will taste different. Things will have a new flavor. If we are doing our job, we will be noticed. We are the light of the world. City built on a hill. We cannot be true to our calling if we are hidden or invisible. Unfortunately, one tempting strategy that we often see with respect to the difficult teachings of the Sermon on the Mount is to try to spiritualize those teachings. According to this strategy, when Jesus talks about the 9 categories of blessing, he is really talking about an inward spiritual disposition. So, for example, hungering and thirsting for righteousness is merely talking about directing our inward prayer life toward God, not our outward witness towards God's justice in this world. Thus, the spiritualizers would argue that when Jesus tells the crowd to turn the other cheek, to give to those to beg from them, to love their enemies, we can't take him literally. Because if we are to run this world properly, we can't really be expected to live that way. So this strategy tells us that Jesus is merely describing some future hope for reality, not giving us a current roadmap. But those who devise this strategy often overlook or further spiritualize the clear message of the passage that we have heard today. Jesus is not telling the crowd how to run the world. Jesus is telling the crowd how to be a witness to the world. To be a witness to the world, we must be salt whose flavor is striking and unmistakable. We must be light, light that is not hidden, but that shines for all the world to see. We as a church must be the city on the hill that cannot be hidden. We are called to be a peculiar people. A people who don't quite fit in. A people who stand out for their devotion to the way of life that was embodied in our Savior and in the saints who followed in His footsteps. Of course, one of the challenges for the church in this present day, in this time in our history, is that for many of us, we grew up in a world where the church had learned how not to be peculiar. We grew up in a world where going to church on Sunday morning was something that respectable folks were expected to do. And for the most part, folks who the world judged as respectable met that expectation. And for many of us, that was a very comfortable place to be. And so we grew up seeing the church, seeing a church that didn't always look that different from the world outside the church. And thus, the salt had lost its flavor, for it no longer stood in contrast to the flavor of the world around it. And once the salt has lost its flavor, it can be difficult to stomach that flavor again. So that when a church tries challenge itself to be peculiar in contrast to the ways of the world, there can be a strong counter reaction. Why rock the boat when things seem to be going so well? Now, there are many reasons that I felt particularly called to come to St. Andrews as your rector over 3 years ago. One of the reasons is that St. Andrews and churches like St. Andrews have, in a variety of ways, already figured out how to be peculiar. In a multitude of ways, this community, this parish, is peculiar and is comfortable with that peculiarity. This parish has been a welcoming and affirming parish for a long time in ways that not too long ago were extremely countercultural here in Greenville, South Carolina. So we are comfortable with not fitting in. In addition, as an Anglo-Catholic parish, we worship in ways that appear peculiar to many in the wider culture. When it comes to feeding the hungry, we also do something peculiar. We feed them here in our parish house, not at a safe distance. As a result, St. Andrew's, by being a place that has been willing to be peculiar, may be a little better prepared for the next phase in the journey of the church in this world. For we at St. Andrew's have never lost our saltiness. That may be true in a multitude of ways. With that said, we must always make sure that the ways in which we are being peculiar are the ways in which Jesus calls us to be different. We are not called to be different merely for the sake of being different. We are called to be different so that the world can know that there is another way, because it is a consequence of following Jesus Christ in this world. That is our calling, to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world, the city built on the hill, so that the world might see our good works, and through them, glory might be given to our Father in heaven.